From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamist group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Turkey has released audio recordings of what it says are the Turkish military's warnings to the pilot of a Russian plane that was shot down along its border with Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
The recording of a Turkish pilot warning a Russian warplane not to enter Turkey's airspace seconds before it was shot down. The release of the recording by Turkish authorities comes a day after the surviving Russian pilot claimed no warning was given. At a meeting Thursday in Ankara, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan defended the downing of the Russian plane, but insisted it was not aimed at Russia. The plane was shot down within the rules of engagement announced previously, Erdogan said. The nationality of the plane was unknown at the time of the incident. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi in his Popemobile, driving through crowds that had waited for hours to see him. Kenya has declared Thursday a national holiday. This is VOA News. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month. The Unification Ministry in Seoul said the talks will be in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. Belgium ordered the terrorism alert in the capital Thursday, 5 days after it was raised to the highest possible level. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following a 4-day security lockdown during which schools and the commuter rail system were closed. The security measures were taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out terrorist attacks like the one in Paris on November 13. British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. Mr. Cameron says the attacks will make the country safer.
In the end, it comes back to this one main question. Should we take action? All those who say that ultimately we need a diplomatic solution and a transition to a new government in Syria, they are right. Working with a new representative government is the way to eradicate ISIL in Syria in the long term. But can we wait for that to happen before we take military action? I say we can't.
Mr. Cameron said the terrorist assault on Paris must act as a call to arms. Americans mark the annual Thanksgiving holiday Thursday with family gatherings, meals, and parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. In 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a measure into law making the fourth Thursday of each November an official Thanksgiving holiday. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Difa. Niger security sources said that the militants arrived in the village of Gogone on foot and opened fire indiscriminately on villagers, adding that government troops pursued them. The World Athletics governing body says Russia has accepted a full, indefinite suspension from international competition following a report alleging that Russian athletes were part of a state-sponsored doping scheme. The International Association of Athletics Federations confirmed the suspensions Thursday following a council meeting in Monaco and said the Russian Athletics Federation did not request a hearing. The U.S. federal government is warning state officials they do not have the authority to refuse to accept refugees from Syria. The notification came in a letter dated Wednesday from the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement to state resettlement agencies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.